Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Now, every year, thousands of Irish students book their flights and travel to the US to take part in the J1 visa program. And today, the US Embassy is advising students who qualify and are interested in applying for the 2023 J1 visa to start their application process as soon as possible. Claire D. Cronin is the US Ambassador to Ireland, and she joins me now, I'm delighted to say, on the line. Ambassador, you're very welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on tonight.
And you really want Irish students to get the process, get the ball rolling right now, is that it?
Absolutely. We want our Irish students to come visit us in the good old USA.
Well, I'm sure they'd love to, but some people feel it's an arduous process, is it, to get a J1 visa?
It is a process, but I wouldn't call it arduous. Students who are able to attain a job can go on our embassy website and fill out the forms, and as soon as they've completed the documentation, as soon as they have their DS to 2019 certificate of eligibility, we can get them in for an interview. And we are beginning our interviews in February and March. There is a heavy demand, so, you know, we are encouraging students to, you know, try to start the process as soon as they possibly can.
And I didn't know there was an interview. What do you ask?
Geez, you know what? I've never been on an interview because I never got to avail myself of a J1 visa.
So you don't do the interview, Ambassador?
I don't do the interviews, but I will say I have had the pleasure of going out and greeting some of the students in the line,
you know,
when they're coming in.
You know, people know how tough immigration control is in America, so that the beads of sweat might start rolling if they roll up to the... Where does the interview take place?
Right here in our embassy, in the consular department.
Oh my God, even more intimidating. So I suppose they're asking if you have convictions or what types of questions do you ask, I wonder?
Well, I know they are looking to make sure that the students have secured a job, that they are eligible to travel, that they potentially may need assistance getting their housing. So we are here to help in that way, in any way we can. There are outside agencies that are involved in this that actually do that work. And you can find a partial list of providers on our website, although we don't endorse any particular provider.
Okay. Should they have a job before going, students?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes. That is a requirement of the summer work travel program or the camp counselor program. We do have other programs that don't require that, but this one does, and for good reason, because we do want to make sure that they are going to reputable employers that adhere to all of our United States labor laws.
Okay. And accommodation?
Same holds true. There are service providers here in Ireland that have job fairs and the like to help match students up both with jobs and housing as well.
Okay. Well, I do have a very esteemed co-host now, Ambassador.
Really?
Who was not very esteemed a long time ago. And Sarah, you ran into... tell the Ambassador right now,
Cormac,
what happened.
I was always esteemed among certain people.
You were not.
Ambassador, you're very
you
welcome.
Did you avail yourself of a J1 visa?
I did, and I had honestly the most wonderful time. It's some of the best 6 months of my life. I had a brilliant, brilliant time. I went to university in Boston as part of it.
My hometown.
Oh, really? And what a beautiful town. But we had found this accommodation before we left. One of the people that I was traveling with had found it in the basement of one of the, you know, the very tall apartment buildings or old apartment buildings that are there. And it was full of rice and mice and rats. So the rats were actually living in the walls and the mice were just, I don't know where the mice were living, but would go asleep at night and the rats would be scratching beside our heads and would wake up in the morning and the mice would be running along the kitchen counter. So how do you avoid that sort of situation is what I'm wondering for my former self or for any future applicants.
Yeah, and that's the very reason these service providers are there to help the students. And that's the very reason why we want them to, you know, same holds true with their job, You want to make sure you have a job in a reputable place. You want to make sure your housing is good. And that's what these service providers are here to do.
So is that the best thing to do, you reckon, to go through those as opposed to trying to go it alone and take your chances?
Yes, you actually must do that.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's changed in the 40 years since you were there.
I can assure you it is still fun. Not only will the students get some valuable work experience and get to, you know, see many beautiful, whether it's a small town, a big city, a mountain town, a coastal town. But, you know, I always tell the story. My brother married a lovely young woman from Dublin, and they met when she came over on an exchange visa and met my brother, and it's all history.
Well,
they're
now
married 30 plus years.
Ambassador, people are texting us to 51551 about their memories as well. Aoife in Galway says on the J1, the memories of my J1 in 2001 to New York City on top of work. Trade Center the week before, or the World Trade Center, the week before, imagine that, 9/11. Amazing summer, so poignant though, says Aoife, and I'm sure an awful lot of people will have poignant memories of the World Trade Center, perhaps working in the center or around the area and then seeing the tragedy befall in 9/11. I do have a question though, Ambassador, along the lines of what Sarah had in terms of accommodation or falling foul of the customs or the norms, because people often think that Ireland and America are very similar, but there are stark differences as well. And one of them is the age at which people can drink alcohol. So if you're in college here, you can drink alcohol from 18, but it's different in America, isn't it? So you'd want to be aware of that.
Yeah, sure. The American drinking age is 21, and that's true in all states. Students should be aware of the laws before they go, as any traveler is. Whenever you go to any other country that's not your own, you really do have to make yourself aware.
And what happens?
What you can and cannot do.
What happens then if you're found falling foul of public disorder laws, and the reason being drink? How tough is your own hometown of Boston on that kind of stuff?
Well, you might find yourself in a little bit of trouble. And I will say that I am a member of the Massachusetts Bar, and there are many lawyers there that would be right willing to help anyone out if they found themselves having a problem.
let's try not to get into that situation if we can, though.
No, we don't want that to happen.
Boston, as we've discussed, fab city. I think it might be my favourite, that in Chicago. New York, obviously, a lot of people think about going there. California, absolutely beautiful. San Diego, in around that area. But what about the other parts of the United States? Are there parts that people sort of overlook in favor of the cities that everyone talks about?
Well, you know, I think students look to, you know, find something that is in their interest. They are looking for experience. So if you're looking to go to a city, there are certainly jobs in the cities. A place that, you know, my family goes on vacation in the summer, Cape Cod, has always been a place that many of the J1 students have come, and you know, the friendships that are forged there. My own daughters, who are now, you know, 31 and 27, they have some friends from young Irish students they met back when they were 15, 16 years old on Cape Cod. So there is something for everyone, depending upon the student's individual desires.
Some people go the other way, of course, Ambassador. One of them being Joe Kennedy Jr. He's announced as a new U.S. special envoy, economic envoy, I think, to Northern Ireland. Has he scheduled his arrival in the North yet, do you know?
I know they are working on it right now, and I expect that they will see him in the North sometime in February. Don't have the exact date, but those wheels are moving.
Okay, and it should happen quite soon. A listener, Connor, says, is there punishment for drinking under 21 in the US? let's cut to the chase here, says Connor.
Look at you. there might be some punishment. I know, you know, I can only speak for my home state. You know, there are things like alcohol education.
Yeah.
You know, in a loss of a driver's license.
I'll tell you an anecdote from a Connemara man who was up on public, some kind of public disorder, minor infringement in your own state of Massachusetts. And when he arrived,
is this you?
No, it's not me.
But I was when just he arrived, wondering.
But I have it. I'm going to tell the ambassador my story.
Okay, put
out here for a second. But when he arrived, and the judge realized, this is a true story, that he was from Connemara. The judge says, I fish there. Where exactly? And they had a banter about where exactly he fishes. And then the accused, so to speak, advised him on where the best fishing spots were. And he got off scot-free.
Well, I guess that is a pure example of the luck of the Irish. He got the right judge.
Look, Ambassador, it's great to have you on. An awful lot of interest in this. 51551. One more text before I let you go. Not all students are wealthy, says this listener. The J1 costs €900, is that right?
You know, I don't want to give you the wrong information. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
But I do know that the students generally do very well with earning their money in the States, and they find that it does benefit them financially, even though there may be some initial cost that goes along with
it. Still the land of opportunity, you say. U.S. Ambassador to Ireland, Claire D. Cronin, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Great chatting with you.